The presence of the Jewish community in Cordoba can be summed up in a history of comings and goings. Depending on the historical period, the Jewish community has either been treated with kindness by the political powers of the time, or on the contrary, totally persecuted and even expelled from the city. This was the case after the pogromo, the plundering or massacre, carried out against the inhabitants of the Jewish quarter at the end of the 14th century. After what happened, the Jewish community dispersed to different areas of the city, with a notable presence in what is known as the Castillo de la Judería, until finally, in 1492, the Catholic monarchs decreed their expulsion from all their dominions. Given the number of centuries that the Jewish community resided in the city, it is possible that its presence was already active in Roman times, as well as the numerous intellectuals from this group, including Maimonides and Judah Levi. Cordoba undoubtedly deserved a space dedicated to the study, interpretation, and exhibition of the Sephardic tradition. For this reason, at the beginning of the 21st century, the Casa de Sefarad was created and structured in five large exhibition halls arranged around a courtyard. In addition, this cultural center has a library and has been chosen as the venue for various concerts, recitals, and activities focusing on Jewish culture. Regarding its museum collection, the first room is dedicated to domestic life, where different utensils used by this community in their daily life are exhibited. Moving on, we find a room dedicated to women, where the different Sephardic women who stood out for their professions are shown. In addition, Casa Sefarad has a room dedicated to the festive cycles, where different objects related to the celebrations of this religion are exhibited. Another room is dedicated to the neighborhood where this cultural center is located, the Jewish quarter. Finally, the Casa de Sefarad houses a room dedicated to music, an important factor for this social group, where a multitude of wind and percussion instruments are on display.